boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I am the worst.
Why?
Today is my boyfriend's birthday.
Happy birthday,
and you got him this
sweetheart.
Lousy song.
You know what? That is what I got him. Here's the thing. I did not forget about his birthday. I knew it's been coming up, but it's been a little clouded over because we just have been moving over the last week. We've been buying a lot of stuff for our new place, and I did not / do not have a gift on hand at all.
Yeah, I'm just going to say you were in a relationship.
But here's
effective at midnight tonight. Probably not anymore.
I told him, like, I want to get you some grilling stuff for the new grill that we have, but I want you to pick it out because I'm not going to do that. I'll just buy the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. So I promised him that I would take him shopping for that. We haven't done it yet. So I woke up this morning and was like, oh my God, I feel so guilty. I had nothing. I mean, obviously, I told him happy birthday this morning, and then he went off to work, and I was like, I feel like the scum of the earth.
Mm.
I have nothing
As you
here.
Should.
So what did I do? I hope you're not listening, by the way, if you're out there, because I don't know if he's seen it yet.
I wish we had a bleep button. Bleep, 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 bleep.
I ran to the grocery store this morning, and I got him a little sweet treat and a card, because I was like, I can't go all day without him having nothing.
Yeah, because then you really are a scumbag. Is that what you called yourself?
Yeah, scum of the earth.
Scum of the earth, that's what it is.
But I haven't heard anything from him, so I don't know if I even placed it in a spot that he could see it when he got home.
Or maybe the cats got to it, which then really makes you horrible. You didn't think that through, did you?
I know, because then he has no gift, and then there's probably cat yak all over the new place. So then it's just lose-lose for everybody.
You should have just went with this. This lousy song.
This one's for you,
honey.
Happy birthday.
She couldn't even afford the version with words.
You're right. That was not royalty free. Thank you very much for reminding me.
She's so cheap. She couldn't even afford the words.
Happy birthday. That was $3.99.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on! With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
You know what? The Olympics are finally here.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Did it start?
I believe today was openings. It's so hard when they're like across the world because you never know, like, did it happen this morning? Did it happen late last night? But I think today was the official kickoff, so things
All
are...
All I want to know is when is Simone on?
Okay, so you're excited to watch some stuff.
Yeah, just gymnastics. Simone Biles, that's all I care about.
Okay, well, I agree, that's one of my favorites. But I feel like the Olympics are still fun to watch, even if you... Like, I don't understand anything about water polo, but somehow I'll end up watching it for 3 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
Just because the coverage is always so interesting. And this year...
This is when I discover sports I didn't know were sports, and I love it.
True. Well, NBC is making it even more interesting this year because, you know, I think we've said this before, like when it was football season last fall, like everybody loved the Taylor Swift effect of like, we weren't even really just talking about football anymore. It was like, is she there? What's she wearing? Are there any Easter eggs? Well, NBC is making the Olympics a little bit more interesting because they are going to add heart rate monitors that show on the screen, not of the athletes, of their parents.
Okay.
So
I was good. You know what? My first thought was if you had that on the people who are swimming, you're weighing them down.
Right. Yeah. They're not doing it to the athletes, which makes sense. But if you remember, I think it was a couple of years, maybe the last Summer Olympics, another gymnast, Allie Raisman, her parents were like memeified because those parents, obviously their kids are in the Olympics. Mm-hmm. They're losing their minds. Mm-hmm. They're screaming. Mm-hmm. They're sweating for their lives. So it's going to add another level of like entertainment, I think, being
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Simone's parents, Look at that heart rate.
I would be so distracted. I don't even think I'd end up watching Simone because I'd be so distracted by the heart rate.
I kind of like it though.
I love it.
For those sports that you're like, I could watch it for 10 minutes. Now it's like, whose parents can have the craziest heart rate and who stays the calmest?
I think we need this during the NFL because I want to see Travis Kelce's mommy and what is her heart rate.
Miss Donna.
I know. I want to see what her heart rate looks like. But also, the same thing we need to see, because my heart rate skyrockets during traveling in an airplane.
So you want one for yourself, too?
Yeah, we should put mine on the big screen when I go on an airplane. Everybody should just watch it. Because one time, I kid you not, I got an alert that my heart rate was too high. Because I get scared on planes.
And that should be broadcast to the entire world.
I'm telling you.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
It's a Friday and you find out from your significant other that this Sunday you've got plans with their family. Am I being overdramatic when I say that's a little too last minute to be telling me?
It sounds like this is something that maybe you were told, I don't know, an hour ago.
Mm-hmm. You're darn tuned right, Taylor. Let me just paint the picture for you, okay? I was told by neighbor man that apparently it is his grandpa pop, whatever, his birthday this weekend, who I have never met before. I'm really excited. I've always wanted to meet him because he says lovely things about his grandpa.
Okay.
So I'm really excited about that. However, he just told me about it today. And the plans are this Sunday. And so I'm a little upset because, like, what if I had plans on Sunday? I never have plans.
Of course you don't.
I just was like, what are you going to tell me? That's a little last minute.
I mean, fair. And you know what? I resonate with you because I too am a planner. I like to like kind of know what I'm walking into for the weekend. I will say, I almost would say it's the perfect amount of time.
What?
Because like you still have time to plan the rest of your weekend around it. He's not springing it on you tonight, right? That would be probably a little bit too late. If he was like, yeah, 7:30 tonight, we're going over to Grampy's.
That's true.
I would understand why you're upset about that. Now, I think, what is it? 2 days technically is the perfect amount of time because it's not long enough for you to overthink it. You know what I mean? Because you're meeting a new person in the family.
He does know I am an overthinker.
You're not going to like lay in bed and every single night of the week leading up to it be like, oh my God, what if Grampy hates pink hair? Oh my God, I have pink hair. You know what I mean? So it's less time for you to think about all that stupid stuff and then not enough time for you to back out that it's like you just have to do it whether you like it or not. That's why I think it's a good amount of time.
Okay, you're not
I'm
wrong.
Right. I'm always right.
You're not wrong. Well, so 0839, they said my in-laws are really outgoing and I'm not.
That's not you. Sorry.
It's the opposite of me. I'm really outgoing and like I feel like they're not. So they said I'd need a few days to go over my conversation starters.
I feel that.
Because I just sit not saying anything. See, this is kind of like the where I'm like, okay, I need to know what grandpa's like. I need to know what I can talk about. Because that's where I'm like talking to neighbor man. I'm like, what is grandpa like? And all he said was, he's into birds. I have 2 days, Taylor, to learn birds.
Oh, you better head down to the library and check something out.
Oh my God, it's so much pressure to have a sister getting married.
Well, yeah, you take on some of the responsibilities.
Yeah, and one of my responsibilities is looking over her playlist, checking it twice. It's like I'm Santa almost, but not really. Wedding Santa.
Okay.
And I need help checking this list twice, and I need to know what song should not be played at her wedding.
We want to know either it's inappropriate, it's overdone, it'll get people to get off the dance floor. Call us and tell us what your suggestion is at 319-200-1029. Looking at our Facebook page, though, there's some pretty hot takes on here, I'm not going to lie. Malia said, I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston.
Okay, first
she's
off,
got a point, though.
Did she say something?
She said, I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston. No one seems to realize it's a breakup song. Well, she's just going to keep saying the same thing.
But you're not wrong. Yeah, you know what? I guess I never thought about that. But I was going to argue, Malia, who is my best friend, by the way, that I was like, you know what? She's wrong because I feel like that's such a good song. I would wait till a little bit later in the reception when we're all a little drunk.
Oh, like a sing-along sitch?
Yeah, and then we all think that we are good. And we're like, ah! Oh, did you not like
that? Wow.
That's a good drunk song.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. That's maybe not, maybe that's bad luck. I would like to know how many of that, how many times is that song played at a reception, and what's the divorce rate like?
There's got to be a correlation.
I would like 100%. To know.
Daniel commented on our Facebook page and said, another one bites the dust.
What?
I could see maybe being a little inappropriate, I guess.
Another one.
Like another one bites, or I guess another one bites the dust. Another one is off the market. I don't know.
I don't understand why that one's a bad one.
I can't say that I'd want to like get down on the dance floor of that. So I get it.
I think that's, if I heard that one, to be honest with you, if I was hot and sweaty, that's
drink
when I'm going to go get a drink. 100%.
Or bathroom break. 100%. Yeah. Francie on our Facebook page. This is interesting because this was a suggestion yesterday that has to be played. But Francie says the chicken dance should not be played at a wedding.
Well, if we toned it down a little bit. Made it a little bit shorter.
I think, yeah, we said that yesterday. I don't want 4 minutes of this.
Yeah, after like 30 seconds, we're good.
And the more I think about it, I would be cool if it didn't happen.
You would be?
Yeah, so what are you going to do? Are you going to put that on the playlist or not?
I would put it on the playlist, but we're going to shorten it up. 30 seconds. That's it. That's all you get. Okay, maybe a minute, because you're going to have to teach the kids, which are going to take 30 seconds.
Uh-huh.
The newbies, all the little youngins. So give them about 30 seconds after they've learned it to then enjoy it.
We're
so
now we're talking a full minute?
A full minute of the chicken dance. And then that's it, buddy. We're done.
I don't know, man. You might want to reconsider.
I want to hear from somebody who like paid extra to their DJ to specifically not pay, like to not play a song. Because I know for a fact our CEO of the company, I can't remember what the song was, she like slid money underneath the table. And she was like, do not play this song at my wedding because I do not want to hear it.
Maybe
she
there's
paid
a song.
Extra for the DJ not to do that.
You hate that much? We want to know what it was.
Yeah, I do.
Call us at 319-200-1029 because Destiny is looking for those songs for her sister's wedding to avoid killing the party, honestly.
I just don't want to be like playing music and then they go, boo!
Well, yeah. So Alicia on our Facebook page, she said, Shaggy, it wasn't me, LOL.
What?
I mean, it wasn't me?
It's iconic. Come on.
Would you feel good about that playing at your wedding?
Is Grammy still there?
Oh, good God.
That's okay, the question.
You're the wrong person to ask. Corey said, I write sins, not tragedies. That's exactly the part she referenced in her comment. Except the explicit version, I mean, that would be a bit shocking.
You just kind of forget about, you know, you like the song, and then you forget about certain lyrics in the song, and you're like,
yeah,
crap, they just called me a what?
I'm the groom's bride.
Yeah, crap.
That hurt my feelings. Tim on our Facebook page said that you should never play Bon Jovi, You Give Love a Bad Name at a wedding.
Again, that's another one where I'm like, I know I love Bon Jovi.
Well, yeah, and if you're trying to appeal to all audiences, like, parents and grandparents are going to love that one.
Right. And then you're like dancing and you're like, wait a minute. I give love to a
bad name.
Oh, no.
Is this marriage over already?
Oh, my God.
I love hearing what songs people are like, no, do not play that at my wedding, because there seems to be a bit of a pattern. Mm-hmm. And we need those suggestions for Destiny and her sister's wedding. What songs should never be played? Give us a call at 319-200-1029. Morgan, what do you think?
So everything on my do not playlist is like the electric slide, the cha-cha slide, the YMCA, the Cupid Shuffle, any song that has a dance, I'm not playing. They're just overplayed, overhyped. They're not fun, outdated. It's not cool.
Oh, come on. You can't take this away from me. The Cupid Shuffle.
I get
that's
it.
That's the
I
one
get it,
I look forward to.
Maybe you need to be selective. Like, don't play all of them.
Respectfully, and I say this respectfully, screw the Macarena, screw the YMCA, but you do not take away the Cupid Shuffle.
So Cupid Shuffle's making the cut?
Yes, it is. Are you kidding me?
I don't know.
Are you kidding me?
I guess I know what your wedding's going to be like.
I get where she's coming from. Because, yeah, they are overplayed. You know when you walk into that reception, you are getting the Macarena. Mm-hmm. You are getting the YMCA. And you are getting the Cupid Shuffle. My only concern is, What happens if no one hits the floor because they're not getting that? What are you going to do? Baby Shark.
Oh God, that will just send everybody home.
Hey, that's a good idea.
That actually is a really great idea to get everybody out the venue.
Baby Shark. No. Sorry, parents. We just got that in your head. You're welcome.
You're welcome. Also, don't play that at your wedding.
I'm going to tell her to add that to her playlist tonight. Okay, maybe that's not a good one. This is a lot of help for me. I got a lot of pressure on my shoulders right now to make sure that my sister has the best wedding of her entire life. And it all comes down to the playlist, really.
It does. That's a huge part of it.
Yeah. So I need to know what songs should not be on that playlist. You can call and tell me what that is at 319-200-1029.
Lois, what do you think?
All my exes live in Texas.
I think...
You know, that would make sense.
I mean, every song that probably has the word X in it.
Stay away from.
Maybe leave it off the list. Ellen, what song do you think shouldn't be played at a wedding?
Since You've Been Gone by Kelly Clarkson.
It's iconic. Reminds me of the early 2000s.
Here's the thing. If you're a bridesmaid and you're single, don't request it. Request it at the bar afterwards when you're like, oh, I'm happy for Stacey, but like, why am I alone? That's where you can sing it and scream it. Maybe not at the wedding, though.
I was thinking maybe after the wedding when you're like at Hazards or something.
That's what I'm saying. No, do it at the bar afterwards.
That makes more sense.
When you're like, oh my God, everybody has love except me. That's when you should do that. 3927 texted us and said, it really depends on the age of your guests, but party in the USA. If you don't have younger guests, it clears the dance floor so quickly.
Ah! Yeah. After the 4th of July, I don't really want, like...
Well, yeah. You know? Yeah, that's true, I guess. That's all I would think about the whole time. Charity, what song do you think should never be played at a wedding?
Cherry Pie.
Mm.
What's wrong with this one? It's been a while since I've heard it.
Is it a little too sexy?
That would probably be it.
Is it? I don't know.
Doesn't want to see me dance like that.
Okay, good God.
But you know what? I'm going to add Pour Some Sugar on Me, because then I would probably want to pour some sugar on me.
Yeah, I think those maybe just like not quite the vibe so much. Chris, what about you? What song do you think shouldn't be played at a wedding?
Everything About You by Ugly Kid Joe.
Not going to lie. I've never heard of that song before, but I'm obsessed with it now. I get it. I get why we shouldn't play it. And I'm going to listen to that all weekend long.
But just not at the wedding, please.
Yeah, she might kill me.
Yeah, no.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I know you're trying to be as helpful as possible for your sister and her upcoming wedding and being supportive towards her. So as soon as I saw this on TikTok, I was like, oh my God, I have to tell Destiny ASAP so that she can tell her sister about this thing that everybody is doing for good luck on their wedding day. So it seems to be something that has been a tradition in Europe. And now because of TikTok, we're all seeing it and are like, interesting that you guys do that. What I have seen is girls who say, here's your reminder to plant a sausage the night before your wedding.
What?
Plant a sausage the night before your wedding.
What kind of sausage?
So, okay, here's what they mean. It's like one of those old wives' tales that like you gotta do the something blue, or you shouldn't see your partner before you're actually married. It's you're supposed to bury a sausage in the ground, plant it, if you will, and that's supposed to keep rain away on your wedding day. And apparently it works.
Well, don't you want rain? Hold up.
Well, that's where I think the like cultural differences are, where over in Europe, people are like, no, we don't want rain. So we're going to plant this sausage in the ground. And apparently it gets rid of the rain. Whereas I think over here, we're like, yeah, rain on your wedding day is a good thing. It's a good luck sign. So I guess do with that information as you wish.
I would do this if you're doing an outdoor wedding so you can prevent anything from happening, especially if you don't have a backup plan, because a lot of people don't have backup plans when they have an outdoor wedding. And also do this around, oh crap, when is that sausage festival that usually happens? Is it,
Worst Festival?
Yeah.
In the Amanas?
Yeah, do this when the Worst Festival is happening.
That's genius, because they say that the type of sausage doesn't matter. So it could be brats, it could be chorizo, whatever you choose.
Have your wedding the weekend of the worst festival and then plant them sausages. You're welcome. The wise words of destiny. Plant them sausages.
Period.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I need some serious help here because I don't know how to act. This is the first time ever that I am dating a man and they are going on a little vacation, which means they're leaving me behind.
Yeah, you didn't get invited.
No, I didn't get invited. Normally I'm invited, but this is the first time I'm not. So let's paint the picture. Neighbor man is going to go on vacation for a couple of days.
Was it planned before you were together?
No, it was planned when we were together.
Ouch. Okay, continue.
He's going on vacation. He's going to go to a concert of some band I don't care about. So that's why I'm not going.
Yeah.
And so that's why it's fine. I don't care. So he's going to be gone for a couple of days. And Taylor, I've never had this happen with any boyfriend where I'm left behind.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to act. So my first question is, how often can we talk? Like, can I still text him? Can I still call him? Can I FaceTime him when the puppies and the kitties are acting up, or just to ask him what I should have for dinner?
Okay. Can you tell me how many days this is, or how many?
This could be about 3 days.
A couple days. Okay. I think it's important to let them enjoy their time, especially if he's going to be at a concert, right? You shouldn't expect him to text you like while he's headbanging at a concert. Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen. But I don't think it's like totally out of line to be like, hey, do you want to like call me when you're settled in for the night, whether it be in like the hotel room or whatever, just to like chat at the end of the night, and I'll give you a hack. Because if he's not really responding and you're like, oh my God, he's not giving me this attention that I want, then you send a picture of the cat, of the dog being adorable, and then he'll want to respond.
You know what I thought your hack was going to be was that I act like something tragic has happened.
Okay, that's toxic and wrong. You're allowed to be a little bit sad when your man goes away and he doesn't take you with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's about to happen to you, Destiny, is you were not invited on the vacation.
No.
I just like to keep saying that because I think it's kind of funny.
I could have probably went if I wanted to.
Well, you're not. Okay.
She just wanted to bring it up one more time.
And while
thank you.
You could be a little sad, like, oh man, I'm going to be lonely. What am I supposed to do with my time? I think you need to look on the bright side and think of all the things you can get away with.
Okay.
While neighbor man, your boyfriend is out of town, I think you need to have like a bucket list of things to get through.
So we should create that bucket list then.
Yeah. Number one is whatever crap he's been holding on to, get rid of it.
Get rid of it.
Oh my God. Like, you know that one, that coat closet that's bursting at the seams that you're like, God, I just need to go through that. But I don't really want to go through the argument of like, well, what if we need it?
Oh,
go through it.
You know what? I'm already thinking of some underwear that got holes in it.
Yes.
I'm getting rid of them. We got to get you some new undies.
And then when he comes back, you're like, oh my gosh, babe, look at all this that I got done. I organized this place and he's not even going to know what's gone.
Okay. Okay. What's next? This is exciting.
I would say try that experimental beauty thing that you've always wanted to.
You know, you might get a reaction to it.
You might get a reaction. Like, I remember, I think my boyfriend was on a bachelor trip for a weekend, so I was by myself. And
is
I
that when you tried the...
A wax kit. I tried a wax kit.
I've always wanted to do that.
Horrible. And that's something you should do on your own.
Okay.
So that if you're screaming or you get a rash, nobody needs to be around for it.
Can I borrow your wax thing so I don't waste my own money? It's probably not sanitary.
No. I don't think you're going to borrow that.
I've always wanted to do that. I just don't want to waste my own
money.
Dude,
go buy one. I'm not kidding. That's something like you can leave the bathroom door open and get in all sorts of weird yoga positions to try
it
out.
That's exciting.
I think you should do that. Or whatever beauty thing that you're like, I would rather not be seen doing this.
I just got really excited. I thought of something. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to wear his clothes. Ooh. Yikes. Oh, I'm excited.
You know what? That is kind of satisfying.
They don't like it. They don't like it.
Well, and there's something about like, oh, he's not here, but I'm like wearing his hoodie and it smells like him. How romantic.
I've always wanted to wear his boxers. Hear me out. They look comfy. Not the ones with the holes, because there are a couple with that. But I just want to wear him in shorts one time. I've never worn boxers
go
before.
Crazy.
And I think I want to do it.
I think that it could be on your list too.
I just want to be like a dude sitting on a couch with a Bud Light and boxers with no shirt.
At I'm least, excited. Like, pull the blinds down.
I don't have any blinds.
Pull the curtains, please.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.